This recording, Hungary 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleecy jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made in an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harris, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it takes some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose, lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered a dare. Her effort was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for her for a cure. So this plan, when I was 20, I decided to traveling. I like to traveling as well. So I decided to find a job where I can see many places, so I can travel around. So first I tried to find a job where I can do it abroad. So I became a casino dealer or a bartender. I decided to work in a casino. So the first step for me was to pick up some English. So I had the chance to go to work abroad, so that's how I came to Malta. So I stayed there. I wanted to go there for a year to pick up the English, but my plan was a bit changed, so I stayed there 8 years. Not because my English was slowly pick up, I had other things. So, but this dream, it's never went out of my head, so I always wanted to try the ship life, how it is, and traveling around the world. So when I get the chance, Malta, and I could finish my life what I started there. I decided that, okay, let's do it now and let's try the ship life how it is. So, and now I'm here. I managed. Budapest egy gyönyörű város. Mindenkinek látnia kell.